Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on Alan Becker.
Amazing, Alan. Great job, team. Good job,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Oh, it's probably done. The awesomest animation I've seen on YouTube.
Wow. And you've seen a lot of animation.
I have. Like, that isn't like a super large company that has millions of dollars to spend. That was just like, you know, just passion and awesome skill.
And saddest.
It reminds me of being at the cinema when I watch these, and that just blows my mind that they capture this so well. Holy shit,
now
so
this.
Well.
Dude! Oh my god, that was sick! Watch that again! Look at that dude! What? Oh my god, it's so hype. It's so hype.
So I know those were a bit of some non-traditional clips there, but that is because these two are both animators. And now I did take on the task of making a podcast about animators, which is extremely hard in itself, but I do think that these are some of the most talented people that I have seen on the platform of YouTube. Said that weird. But continuing, they just make amazing content. I think they are incredibly hardworking, and a lot of their content is beyond compare. They almost animate like some of these huge corporations, but still put on that independent creator spin on it, which makes it wonderful. And I think as a whole, these types of animators who are just focused on a lot of animation, more than the storytelling aspect, really elevate the platform. So first, I think we're going to start off with Saddest. So Saddest, you may know because of the Dream SMP. Now, Saddest has actually never played on the Dream SMP themselves. I believe it's a herself, but I don't want to assume. But they have made all these crazy animatics for it. Now, what is an animatic versus an animation? Editing Mac, insert real definition here.
An animatic is a preliminary version of a movie, produced by shooting successive sections of a storyboard and adding a soundtrack. An animation is the technique of photographing successive drawings or positions of puppets or models to create an illusion of movement when the movie is shown as a sequence.
But as far as I know, animatics, kind of as a simpler explanation maybe, are more like storyboards just put together. So it's not this type of a seamless thing. There's kind of like breaks in it, but it is just wonderfully drawn, kind of storyboardish things to make this narrative. And Saddest currently sits at 1.9 million subscribers, with their most viewed video being Who's Who at 21 million views, Dream vs. Tekken Boy and Animation 17 million views, Dream SMP War Animatic 16 million views. So I've actually talked about the Dream SMP multiple times before on the podcast, so you know that I am familiar with it. But what you may not know is the reason I got familiar with it was because of Saddest. Now, what happened was I was scrolling through Instagram one day, and I knew very little about Dream and Technoboid independently, but I saw the Dream versus Technoboid animation. I had watched, I think, the thing on Mr. Beast Gaming, and then I saw this animation. This was 6 months ago. And I clicked on it, and it was one of the most breathtaking things I've ever seen on the platform of YouTube. It was incredibly done, and I was just like, wow. She took these two creators just in Minecraft, and she created her own world about it. They created their own world about it. It was fantastic to look at. She portrayed them in these creative, insightful ways that were unlike anything I'd ever seen, and with the music combined,
music credit, Pig Step the Fly X the Kid Remix.
It just made this wonderful narrative story that was so easily digestible, but so impactful on my YouTube watching experience. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. If you haven't ever seen that video, I would recommend 10 times over that you go watch that now, because it is just wonderfully made, wonderfully done. the whole situation is just incredible. So I see this incredible animation, which I literally saved to cool stuff, because I made a folder for it, because I'm just like, I need to go back to this. But then I go to Sadis's channel, and I see something called like Dream SMP War. Now, I believe I had heard maybe about the Dream SMP once through the grapevine, but I had no idea really what it was, and it wasn't at its most popular. So I was like, what is this? So then I go and investigate, see it's some spoilers about the Dream SMP War, watch it. Again, it was sick. Sadis did such a great job, always bringing personality through her drawings. So I was like, man, I gotta find out what this Dream SMP is. Eventually, I looked it up in the YouTube search bar, and that led me to the wonderful, we all know him, we all love him, Wilbur Suit, where I started getting into the Dream SMP. And Sadis was the main factor for that, which shows if you have some of these wonderful fan artists or animators within your little community, you can actually branch out and reach a lot of people. And I think that's exactly what Sadis has done. They have captured the Dream SMP fandom in a positive, fun way with their different portrayals of their...
Portrayals, not betrayals. Jesus, this guy can't speak.
Characters you know and love in Minecraft. And just wonderful music and wonderful cinematography in it to make this video. And it's not just animation and like drawing. To make a video like that, you need to do a lot of editing, because what she does is she takes a lot of voice clips from all the different moments around the Dream SMP. And then she edits them and like kind of layers them over how she wants it to make this kind of narrative story. And finding all those clips must be super hard, because you have like 7 people streaming at once. You gotta find this exact one, we gotta find that one. And I obviously think she'd watch them, but it's still very difficult. So props to her.
You see, there's something I haven't shown anyone, not even Philza. I have been working on just a little hobby time. You see this wall? Welcome home, Theseus!
I think her content is incredible. Her latest videos have been incredible too. She did one pretty recently. Let's see. Most recent, I think it was Hog Hunt, about a recent Technoblade stream, which is already at 9.1 million views 1 week ago. And they are so great. And they generate even more content from, because sometimes you see the creators reacting to it. Everybody's on board with her, and they should be. She's an amazing talent. I believe she started a long time ago with some kind of Hamilton animations and Bendy and the Ink Machine animations, which are really good too. You could tell she had talent from the beginning. But before I keep reading myself, she's just an amazing creator and a core part of the Dream SMP. In my opinion, I would go check her out. Now, moving on to talking about Alan Becker. Now, I just have gone on this long rant about describing all the amazing things about Sadis and her work. Now, to be frank, Alan Becker is like double that. I think he has a whole team with him, so it's more understandable, but he has made some things that I have looked at and said, why am I not watching this on the TV? There has been some incredible scenes out of, he's literally designed his whole world and his animations. Incredible scenes in them. They look so fluent and so flawless, while all still having a great story. They're amazing. Now, after I said all this, you may be assuming a lot. Now, I don't know what this is going to do to your expectations, but the thing is with Alan Becker, is he is a stick figure animator. This means that he kind of animates stick figures in different positions and that to make his stories go along. This kind of first started when he did, I believe it was in 2006, he posted something called Animator versus Animation. And in this little short per se, there was this, you know, the controller of the mouse, and he actually fought the stick figure that he drew. It was somehow he turned like a screenshot of his desktop into like this whole interactive experience. They fought with the mouse, they like broke the different icons on the screen. It was absolutely incredible.
Alan talking about his idea.
One day, I got inspiration to make a short animation about a stick figure that fights with its creator in the animation program itself. How did I get this idea? I can actually attribute many sources of inspiration to this idea. Being a longtime fan of Looney Tunes, the animated short Duck Amuck really appealed to me, as well as the story of Harold and the Purple Crayon. I had also seen some Flash animations and games online that gave me the final spark to come up with the idea. It took me about 3 months to finish, and on Saturday, June 3rd, 2006, I uploaded it to Newgrounds.com, excited to see how it would do.
I think that I actually just don't know how you would do it. I assume you would kind of like draw it, and then maybe you could Photoshop it to look that way by like taking things out, cutting things in. But anyway, the first one was super wonderful in itself. It was really well done, and I was like, wow, I can't believe they were doing this well this early. And then this continued on for a few years with his characters being the main one. So that's like this orange stick figure with, you know, an open hole head. There's the Chosen, which is a black figure with like a open black head. And then there are these kind of other stick figures who are all type of friends, which is a red guy filled in head, orange guy, or green guy filled in head, blue guy filled in head, yellow guy filled in head, and red guy filled in head. And they are all super wonderful together. They seem like they have a lot of emotion, and they're always fun to watch when they get into these different shenanigans that are just flawless. Now, the amazing thing about this is the fact that none of the stick figures talk. So there is no one voice acting as the characters. There is no text even given for what the characters want to say like you would see in some video games. The characters are speechless. So every direction, every talk to each other, everything just comes from gesturing and sound effects, pretty much. So Alan Becker is able to tell these stories of animator versus animation, later series like Animator versus Minecraft, little spinoffs like Animator versus YouTube or Animation versus League of Legends, Animation versus Super Mario, with only gestures. All these characters just gesturing to one another and occasionally the cursor. And it is fantastically well done. He is somehow able to get emotion across through stick figures in a way I've never seen before. Now, this leads me to one of my main points about Alan Becker. He makes flawless emotions, but not only that, I think he is on his way to almost making full-on movies. One of the most amazing things I have seen in a while on YouTube was, let me get it up because I want to give you the exact name to tell you to go watch this, the Showdown, Animator versus Animation Shorts, Episode 4. It is 14 minutes, and it is one of the coolest fights I have seen in anime, cartoons. I watched a lot of cartoons as a kid, Ben 10, all that, animation, just in general. I mean, it is so well done. There is cinematography to it. He takes different angles of where he's positioning the characters. He shows emotion through people who can't talk. The background is beautifully done. He connects worlds, too. It is an Avengers Endgame, it feels like, level movie. And it is just incredible. I can't believe when I saw it, I thought I was watching something. I wouldn't have known if I was watching something professional, and I would watch it again and again and again. He seems almost bored with his competition now because, like, he edits so well, but he's also continuing his series, even though I think Animator versus Animation has ended for now. He is doing Animation versus Minecraft, which is a fun series because I'm pretty sure he really likes Minecraft, and he is pulling in a bunch of Minecraft elements into animation. And that's super cool to see. He seems like just an average person with an amazing talent. Probably the best animator I've seen on YouTube, to say. And I guess streamer as well, since there are not many streaming animators. I didn't even know he does it. But it is absolutely incredible, and I highly recommend you go check it out. It is like a superhero movie in itself. I just think that he is an amazing artist, an amazing creator, amazing imagination, an amazing animator. It seems at the end of the day, that's all you can say about him. But I think he's made a class, like a masterclass per se, but I think he'll continue to go do great things. I would love to see him make like a full-on short film of these stick figures. I would totally watch it. I don't know. I just hope he's getting the support he's getting because he is producing content that is such a higher level than everybody around him. I would have absolutely no idea why this is on YouTube and why isn't it in a theater. He is amazing. Every character has emotion. Like I said, the backgrounds are great. I think he has a team at this point. All the ideas are great. I would love to see their full process. I think it must be long and probably a bit agonizing, but at the end of the day, it definitely seems to get results.
Alan, what the crud? Dude, this is awesome! I love that it's on water. Water has so many cool effects it can do.
Yeah. Shadow Crow did the water effects. He's so good.
Dude, great job, guy.
Some breaking quick news. Michael Reeves, as you may know from Offline TV, actually the namesake of our first episode here on the show, has just released his new video in over 6 months. That is a pretty funny one. He finally made the beer cup dog that pisses beer into a cup. And yeah, it is pretty insane. He posted it, let me see here, 6 hours ago. It's already at 1 million views. It's teaching a robot dog to pee beer. It is funny shit.
So there's this company called Boston Dynamics. Their whole purpose in life is to create the most advanced robots the world has ever seen. They've gone from nothing to a heroin bot that snorts crack and just wriggles around on the ground, to actual moving quadruped robot, to this insanely advanced robotic dog named Spot. It can map its environment and learn in real time from things around it. It can traverse terrain that robots could previously never walk on. It's the culmination of 30 years of research and development. It's an engineering masterpiece. I want to make it piss beer into a cup, so...
I recommend that video. I don't know if it tops some of his amazing others, but it is definitely a hilarious video. I'm excited to see if with more free time he gets back into streaming or something else. Ludwig is still streaming. He's been debated like 10 times. Other than YouTube news, I think that would probably be it that I see relevant. Twitch-wise, now that Ludwig has continued his stream, he is getting close to Ninja's actual sub record, which is over 200,000, and Ludwig is over 200,000 himself, which is an incredible achievement. So it would be a really crazy day to see just a subathon Ludwig break Ninja's streaming record. And I'm kind of rooting for him. He seems like a great person. I think Ninja would root for him too, even though he is not the biggest fan of Twitch anymore. He did great and fantastic. This is a shorter episode since it's on some animators. I really appreciate all the support you've been giving. If you want to support me, the best way to do so is following on Apple and listening all the way through. Rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts as well would really help out. I'm going to read some of the names of people who rated 5 stars recently. We have XX Luo C, XX, Jim QRT 88, and I think those are all the recent animations. Although not a 5-star animation, I would also like to
review
thank
not animation, you imbecile.
Quality Gamer for his 4-star animation, which is positive. And I really want to continue making this podcast. I'm glad you guys love it. I'm sorry this was a shorter one, but I'm sure we'll get a full-length one next week. Thank you guys. See you next time.